tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcoming you to today's show. It is absolutely fantastic. Hump Day Wednesday, August 27th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment from Sioux Animal Hospital. If you have any questions for him, send me a text message. We'll get to him. Also, you heard at the top of the hour news, breaking last night, the House Republican majority, 58 Republican state representatives to 52 Democrats, passed a budget. We're going to be talking about it here at the bottom of the half hour after Dr. Jeff comes on. But I want to start the show off today with a thank you. And I got to tell you, when I opened this envelope that we got at our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 650, down in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. It didn't have a return address on it. American flag stamp with an eagle next to it. 1775. This is absolutely something that blew me away. Brought tears to my eyes, actually. I opened the envelope. Again, no return address. Don't know who it's from. Randy, I haven't listened to your show in quite some time, but I tuned in the other day and heard about your lawsuit. Tom Moran, Moran Ironworks, using lawfare against us, me, this show, my wife, Victoria Bishop, as well as the radio station, Michigan Broadcasters. Someone is looking out for you. Keep on trucking, as will I. Yours always, a patriot. Inside the note was two $500 money orders made out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. And where you're supposed to put your information as to who bought the money orders, he put a concerned patriot in Chippewa County. Now, I don't know who the concerned patriot is in Chippewa County, but I want to say thank you. When I read the letter and I looked at the two $500 money orders, I teared up and I said, you know what, God? There are patriots out there. They believe in what we're doing. They believe in our mission statement. They believe in what we do every single day on this microphone. And I want to thank you. Thank you for restoring faith in me, in this show, in everything that we're doing. And thank you for giving us the dollars needed to fight this lawfare case, this frivolous lawsuit that Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks continues to press on against us. Now, next Friday, I'm being deposed in the case. The following Monday, a week from this Labor Day, September 8th, Victoria Bishop will be deposed by Moran's attorney. And I very much look forward to going into that deposition knowing I got people like you, a concerned patriot in Chippewa County. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've given me strength and you've restored me. Text me your questions for Dr. Jeff, who's going to be in the house in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on Hump Day Wednesdays. As usual, Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, one thing I noticed, and quite a few of these are popping up, fairs are happening. What's going on up there in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's fair week, so they just started. Dr. Caitlin did the fair check-in on Monday, and they started with some of the shows yesterday. I think they're doing sheep and goats today, and tomorrow I think is beef cattle. But most importantly, and this is for all your other local county fairs too, is Saturday is the 4-H auction. Okay, so what these kids do is they get steers or pigs or lamb or chickens or whatever,
yeah,
and they raise them all year long, and then they take them to market, 4-H auction, and then, you know, we can go ahead and bid on them, and it's a really good opportunity to, you know, get these kids, get money back to them, you know, get them encouraged in developing, you know, they learn a lot doing this too. You know, because they have to take care of the animal, they have to show the animal, prep the animal, get ready for, you know, the fair and all that, and they have to keep track. They have a little book that they keep track of expenditures and things like that, and a lot of them will save money, you know, from the sale of it, plus then they take that and turn around and buy, you know, next year's project animal or whatever it's going to be. And it's also going to be some of the best beef you've ever... I have not bought beef... Oh, wow. Let's see. I haven't bought beef from the grocery store. I can't remember the last time I bought beef from the grocery store, because
it's been that long.
It's been that long. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So
that's amazing. Well, one other thing that I really like about it is, especially when they're showing their animals and you can see how proud they are of what they've accomplished, but most importantly, when the auction starts and the bidding starts and the money starts going up on some of these animals.
Yep.
And Jeff, you know what? This is absolutely, I go all the way back to our founding fathers when every single one of them were a farmer or a pastor or something, but they all supported the local community farmers. And it teaches these kids the roots of our country and how to be a farmer and how to be actually an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The entrepreneur, even if they don't go ahead and pursue a degree in agriculture or, you know, something like that. I mean, actually, you know, Dr. Caitlin, that's how she started. That's why she's a veterinarian right now.
Really?
Yeah, because her family, because I've taken care of her cows, you know, because they've lived up her whole life. So I've
helped
them take care of the cows and things like that. And that experience is what's led her in this direction. And you might not be a veterinarian, but there are tons of, like I said, the single most important industry in the United States is agriculture.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the thing of it is that a lot of people don't understand, and this is why we support our farmers, you know, Cliff Tellini, Black Angus, Montana Beef over in Onaway. John Palmer Farms, he does pigs.
Yep.
You know, the thing of it is that people don't understand is that you know what you're getting. When you buy these cows and these pigs, you know exactly what they've been fed. You know there's no GMOs, there's no hormones, there's usually no antibiotics. These animals are the real deal, and that's, like you say, why it tastes so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that, you know, and they've been, you know, they're not, you know, they've been raised differently too. A lot of times if you go, especially if you buy meat from like Meijer or Walmart, and actually Walmart, there's a big, I will not buy Walmart beef at all.
Sure.
Walmart does not cut the, I'll buy Meijer. If I was going to go buy meat, I'll go buy it at Meijer, or I'll buy it from like Neville's, I know, our local butcher store, which is even the best place to get it. Walmart does not have meat cutters. They cut all that meat somewhere else and package it and ship it in.
Whoa.
Yeah. Meijer here, actually, if you go into your Meijer and you're going back, there's an actual butcher and a meat counter back there. So they get into what they call, this is my, now I'm going way back because my bachelor's degree is animal science, so I've literally had classes and classes and all this.
Sure.
They'll get what they call primal cuts. So they get like a quarter of a cow, and then they'll make the cuts there in-house. The other thing Walmart does is inject saline into the meat so that it looks plumper than it really is.
Sure.
And, yeah, they do You know, now if you buy like Tyson chicken or something from Walmart, Tyson processed that, Walmart didn't. Yeah, I'd buy that from Walmart. But as far as like beef or pork or anything like that, go to Meijer, go to your, better yet, go to your local butcher shop.
Yes, absolutely. Because one thing that I realized when Vicki and I were out west on our trip, we were in Montana, and just down the road from the campground we were staying at, they had a local, you know, Black Angus beef farmer from Montana. And I walked into the store, like you say, kind of like you described your local, you know, butcher shop.
Yep. Yep.
I walked in there, and this guy literally is got a white coat on and covered in blood, you know, spotty blood all over him. And he walked in and he goes, "Yes, sir, can I help you?" He's washing his hands and drying them off. And I said, "Yes, I'd like 2 prime cut, big, fat, thick ribeyes." Yep. And he goes, "Do you want it cut from a quarter I got yesterday, or do you want one I got this morning?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, the cow was breathing yesterday, okay?" And I'm like, "Well, how about it being seasoned and aged, you know, to allow the proteins to break down?" Yep. He goes, "A lot of people who freeze the beef need to buy that type of beef where the proteins have hung in a chiller, they call it, for like 21 days.
Yep.
That breaks down the proteins and makes it easier, better, longer lasting when you freeze it, vacuum seal it, and you freeze it." He said, "But if you want to taste the real taste of beef that isn't aged, let me go get you one of these." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll try it." Oh, my God, Jeff. That was the best tasting beef I've ever had. And it was so just, I mean, the redness of it was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, just getting local stuff, even eggs. I mean, we can go down this rabbit hole today, even because finally my chickens are starting to earn their keep.
You're not just feeding them, huh?
Yeah, little potluckers. Before I had chickens before when the kids were younger, and we'd eat eggs. And of course, at one point, and sometimes they slow down during the winter and they don't lay as much because of the light and things like that. But anyway,
sure.
I wound up buying eggs from the grocery store one time, and the kids are like, "What's wrong with these eggs?" And I'm like, you know, because our chickens we free range them, and they eat. Remember, they're little dinosaurs, okay? And they'll eat anything, literally. What they have today, because we have like the chicken bucket, which is like the scrap bucket in the kitchen. You know, you put stuff in there, whatever. They had leftover Pizza Hut pizza this morning, because that's what was left over. And there ain't nothing funnier than watch chickens fight over a piece of pizza.
The kids could actually taste the difference in the eggs.
And you look at it, the yolk should be a very dark orangish
gold yellow.
When you crack it, you go get a store-bought egg, you crack it, look at it, and it's a pale yellow.
Yes,
the coloring of the yolk comes from what they eat. Okay, and if you're feeding, now you're taking like just a regular mass produced chicken egg, and they're feeding corn based diet. There's not that much of this beta carotene in the corn.
Yeah,
they will actually add marigold flowers to the diet to help dye that egg yolk, so it looks more, you know. Now, granted, the way that they produce them, the way that I produce my eggs, they're a lot more efficient at doing it. Of course, efficiency equals cost reduction too.
Yeah, profit. That factors.
You know, sure. I mean, they're a business. And like I said, I'm a capitalist. You know, I like making money. Yeah. You know, but like I said, at some point, you got to go money or health. And eggs got a bad rap for a long time, and they're starting to find out that, you know, the cholesterol and things like that, now they're finding out protein is good for you. I mean, it's to the point I have, you know, I eat eggs every morning at this point.
Sure.
You know,
the thing of it is, and like you say, I made a batch of carrot cakes for the Iron Pig when they did their opening for the South location. And on the way over to use their ovens and their kitchen to do my 10 cakes I baked, all of them in one big oven. It was amazing. I stopped on Edie School Road to a little farmer's egg stand, yep. and I bought my recipe for 10 cakes called for, I believe, 2 dozen.
Yeah.
So I bought 2 dozen, and as I cracked them open and I looked at those yolks, I was like, oh, my God, I have never seen yolks so dark orange gold. Yep. Oh, my God, it was just fantastic. And everybody said that was the best carrot cake I've ever made because I'd always used, you know, store-bought eggs. And it's a huge difference, absolutely.
And they're fresh too. By the time an egg hits your store, it's at least 3 or 4 weeks old.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. And here's the other thing too, with my and I explained to my wife, she goes, how are we going to keep all these in the fridge? I'm like, you don't have to. I said, what do you mean you don't have to? Well, if you buy a store-bought egg, you have to keep it in the refrigerator because they wash the eggs.
Yeah.
And they do that, they wash off what they call the bloom. And this is protective coating on the shell. Because think about it. If an egg would rot fat that fast, the chickens would never hatch because the egg would go bad before the chick could develop.
Oh, sure.
So when you grab eggs out, when I grab eggs off the out of the coop, you know, I mean, you kind of wash the chicken poop off of them, but, you know, but other than that, you leave that protective
covering on there.
They sit
so what do you do? Like, just store them on the counter?
Yeah, they're in a bowl on the counter.
And they don't have to be refrigerated?
Nope, not if they're unwashed.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you can, like, take some cold, you know, and kind of gently clean dirt and other ick
off of them.
But yeah, you don't. You don't scrub them. Same thing in Europe. People keep their eggs on the shelf. And that's why, because they don't.
They don't go bad.
Yep. And it's funny though. I have been in processing plant. It's like a little car wash thing. How they wash the eggs and they run them through, and it's kind of cool to see how they wash them. You know. But you know, people like consistency. People like that. I mean, I've got eggs from. Of course, I get turkey eggs too now because we got turkeys, so they're laying. And the, I've got little banny hens, so I get these little itty bitty Barbie eggs. I call them. They're really cute, like, you know. But they eat. I mean, they all eat the same. So
right. Yep. Amazing, absolutely amazing. Are you going to set up a little roadside stand for folks, or are you just going to consume them all yourself?
Marcy has been. My wife has been getting them going here, selling them. So she's kind of taken over the chicken.
Business.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I still obviously go out there and take care of them, stuff like that.
Right,
but she likes to go out. You go out there and collect the eggs, and honestly, it's almost like an Easter egg hunt because again, we do let them free range.
Sure.
You got to go figure out where
you got to go find them.
Yeah, you got to go find them. So it's almost like they have a circuit now. We figured out where they'll go.
You're right.
And, you know,
interesting. Well, listen, I want to give out the phone number. We didn't even really talk about Sioux Animal Hospital today.
Yeah.
But if you guys are interested and you would like a second opinion, especially when it comes to surgeries on your dogs or cats or whatever you need, Dr. Jeff, in my opinion, is the best surgeon for the animal species on the planet. The guy knows his stuff. Give him a phone call, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. And Jeff, the hours of operation is still the same, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday?
Still the same, 8 to 5.
Very good. Excellent. Greatly appreciate you, sir. Good conversation, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yep, talk to you next Wednesday.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real